Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about digital detox in an age when our screens are smarter, shinier, and stitched into almost every corner of our lives. Here's the twist. The more advanced our tech gets, the more powerful the simplest detox moves become. It's a paradox, and a promising one. You know the scene. You pick up your phone to check one message, and suddenly it's 20 minutes later. Your thumb has a mind of its own, your brain's a little foggier, and you can't remember why you grabbed the phone. That's not a willpower problem, that's design. Tiny dopamine hits from every ping train our brains to chase interruptions, and over time, they chip away at our focus, sleep, and presence with the people we love. Here's the big idea. The most effective detoxes don't ban technology. They redefine it. Not cold turkey, smart training. Think of it like jujitsu. Use the momentum of tech to work for you. People who succeed don't toss their phones. They make their phones serve a purpose. The average American now spends around 7 hours a day on screens. That's half your waking day handed to pixels. Many of us feel more anxious and lonelier, stuck in that strange roboglue, technology that connects us and quietly isolates us at the same time. Our goal isn't to cut the cord, it's to reconnect with what matters while keeping the best parts of tech. Good news, future tech can make detox easier. AI can spot your personal time traps, the doom scroll windows, the hijacking apps, faster than you can. Wearables reflect your digital life with brutal honesty, how late scrolling bumps your heart rate and messes with sleep. Even VR, often blamed for escapism, can be a reset button. 5 minutes in a forest to calm your nervous system without a scroll hole. The trick is to flip the script, point the same psychology that keeps you glued toward the life you actually want. Let's get practical. 7 counterintuitive strategies. Pick 2 and try them this week. You don't need perfection, just momentum. First, analog anchors. Create one tech-free zone at home. Not a promise, an actual space. The dining table, the bedroom, a favorite chair. When that spot is screen-free, your brain learns a new association. Here, I'm present. Families who keep devices off the dinner table talk more, sleep better, feel more connected. Live alone? Make the bedroom your sanctuary. Charge your phone elsewhere and bring in a book or a notepad. Second, a digital sunset. Set a time each evening when your phone shifts from always available to I'll see you in the morning. Start 60 to 90 minutes before bed. Dim the screen, block social apps, silence non-urgent notifications. Then give your brain a handoff. Stretch, journal, read a few pages, take a warm bath. Land the plane. Don't expect a soft landing at full speed. Third, technology jujitsu. Apps award streaks, badges, confetti. Gamify your offline life. Set tiny, winnable goals. 30 minutes of focused work, a device-free lunch, a walk without headphones, and create a reward loop. A sticker on the calendar, your favorite tea, 10 minutes of a show on purpose. Need guardrails? Let AI app blockers filter the feeds that melt ours. Outsource willpower to smart defaults. Fourth, automated boundaries. Don't rely on impulse. Use calendar blocks, focus modes, and do not disturb as teammates. During dinner, deep work, or school pickup, let only urgent or pre-approved notifications through. Batch the rest. Instead of a constant sprinkle of pings, collect them once or twice a day. You're not banning screens, you're building rhythm. Fifth, your personalized blueprint. Use wearables and usage reports for a gentle weekly check-in. When do you fall into the scroll? After meetings, late at night, after lunch? Pick one trigger and design a tiny shift. If late-night scrolling ruins sleep, switch your phone to grayscale after 9 p.m. If news spirals pull you mid-morning, block news until noon and schedule a 10-minute walk. Keep it small. Precision beats perfection. Sixth, immersive resets. Can't get to a forest? Use 5-minute resets to restore, not escape. A quiet digital forest, a rippling beach, guided breathing. Give your nervous system what it's craving. Calm, awe, perspective, without feeding the doom scroll. If VR isn't your thing, take a window break. Eyes off the screen, look far away, drop your shoulders. Change the input, change the state. Seventh, the micro Sabbath. Pick a recurring block, Sunday morning, one evening a week, and go slow. Airplane mode except for your inner circle, maybe no social apps, period. Prep the day before, print tickets, download maps, tell friends you'll be offline. This isn't deprivation, it's savoring. Make coffee the old-fashioned way. Call your grandmother. cook something that takes longer than it needs to. When you come back online, it feels like a tiny vacation. Why does this work? Detox fails when it feels like punishment, like taking toys from a toddler. You're not a toddler. You're a person with priorities. Tie your tech boundaries to what you truly value. Restorative sleep, time with people you love, work you're proud of. And boundaries stop feeling like walls and start feeling like doors. You're choosing where you want to go. Yes, temptations are sharper. Feeds are more persuasive. Notifications are smarter about tugging your sleeve. But our tools for staying human got smarter too. AI can show you exactly where the day slips away. Your watch can nudge you to breathe when your pulse rises. VR can deliver a hit of calm when a walk in the woods isn't an option. That's technology serving your life, not running it. If you're wondering where to start, try this one-week experiment. Day 1, set up a single analog anchor, one tech-free space. Day 2, choose your digital sunset time and make it a calendar event. Day 3, pick one app to block during work hours. Day 4, switch your phone to grayscale after dinner. Day 5, add a 5-minute immersive reset, VR, audio, or a window view. Day 6, batch your notifications to arrive twice. Day 7, take a half-day micro-Sabbath and notice how time stretches. At week's end, ask 3 questions. When did I feel most present? What surprised me? What tiny shift would I like to keep? That's your blueprint. Build slowly. And if your brain whispers, but what if I miss something? Flip it. What if you miss your life? The conversation at dinner, the idea that shows up when you're bored, the kind of sleep that makes morning bright again. FOMO gets quiet when the thing you're not missing is yourself. Remember, the detailed how-to, the specific tools and settings, lives in the written guide. Today is about the why and the invitation. Technology isn't the enemy. Unintentional technology it is. When you turn the same brilliant designs that captured your attention toward the parts of your life you care about most, you don't need to quit your screens. You just stop letting them run the show. So choose 2 strategies. Start today, and let your devices do the job they were meant to do. Support a life you're proud to be present for.